The Human Rights Commission is holding a religious freedom roundtable on the 5th of November for leaders of different faiths. But interestingly, there's a claim that they're ignoring the atheists. Of course, atheism or agnosticism, they're also kinds of beliefs, aren't they? But apparently of the 200 invitations, only four are from secular organisations. And the fear from some of the secular organisations, the atheists and so forth, is that we have a sort of creeping sort of soft theocracy, if you like, that we have a lobby now which is going to be asking for exemptions from various forms of discrimination. For instance, if we have gay marriage, then you'll have churches which will say, well, we should have an exemption because of what it says in the Bible. Or you might say that it could be for wedding planners who are connected to churches and so forth. On religious grounds, they would not have to give service to people, gays who are getting married. This is obviously a burning question for those who don't believe in anything, or at least not in God. Brian Morris is the author of Sacred to Secular and director of Plain Reason. He's a leading atheist. Good afternoon, Brian.
Yes, good afternoon, Adam. Yeah. Good to be with you.
So what do you believe, Brian, for the record?
I just believe that the human race should just get on with it without the need for God. But what we have to do is to think seriously about how we organise our country, which is supposed to be a secular nation. You've already touched on it in that media release. We talked about Australia becoming a soft theocracy.
What does that mean?
I mean, there are so many privileges now which go to the religious, to the Christians. And
examples?
We just wonder.
So, some examples, Brian?
Just look at the enormous tax benefits they get.
Yes.
The churches get anywhere between $20-35 billion per year in all the tax breaks and grants that they get. We've got the chaplaincy program. The way that many Christian organizations can circumvent the anti-discrimination laws to hire the people that they want. And this, I guess, is the concern about what's happening with this religious round table, religious freedom. We already have religious freedoms in Australia under charters which we've ratified, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Religious freedoms already exist. But what we're seeing here is a clamour from a very strong Christian lobby. And I don't know whether your listeners have been seeing any of the media coverage that's been going on in the eastern states, but there's been two religious leaders particularly, an Anglican bishop and a Catholic archbishop, that have been railing very strongly against this whole idea that Christians in the wedding industry should really have the freedom to discriminate against gay couples once marriage equality is finally legalized.
Mm.
Now, I mean, it's really an outrageous thought, and I guess what we're concerned about is that this religious roundtable, we're having those sorts of people articulating those sorts of ideas at a very biased meeting where very few secular and rationalist organizations are able to voice their opinion against a very heavily stacked Christian forum.
Because I think most of us would assume that this country is becoming more secular. What you're saying is it's a kind of creeping Christian-driven kind of insidious movement going on.
As far as our constitution goes, Adam, yeah, we are supposed to be secular, and I guess in the book that I've just written, Sacred to Secular, and people can go to our website, www.plainreason.info, and see what the book is really talking about, and we should really be moving more towards the fully secular countries of, say, Scandinavia, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland, and we've got far more in common with those Nordic countries than we do have with a very highly Christianized America, for instance. And what we're seeing here in Australia at the moment is really a very strong influx of evangelical organizations that are getting into schools, and their mission on their websites are very clearly they want to make disciples of Christ, of Australian school children. Now we're saying, well, look, this is just not on. So this sort of creeping evangelical approach,
and on the other side,
really got to be stopped.
On the other side, you have people being concerned about the Islamization of Australia. So we've got it on both sides. We've got Christians on one side, Muslims on the other, all wanting to indoctrinate us, Brian.
I think people get in a panic about this, Adam. The truth is that the Muslim population in Australia at the moment is 2.2%. Now, I mean, there has been, I mean, certainly it's an issue. I mean, we've got to be concerned about security. But we've got to be careful about any sort of public or media beat-up about all the problem with a very, very small Muslim population.
Yeah.
You can get these things completely out of perspective.
Okay, I'm talking to Brian Morris, the author of Sacred to Secular, about this creeping soft theocracy, as he calls it, in Australia. So what you're really saying is that we've got more to fear from Christian fundamentalism, perhaps, than from this sort of small but growing Islamic threat.
That's very true, and I think that if any of your listeners are really aware of what happens in the States, 47% of the American people believe that the Earth is only 6,000 years old, and Noah's flood was true, and Genesis in the Old Testament is the inerrant word of God. Well, look, I think, science and rationalism since the Enlightenment, 150-odd years ago, we've moved past that, but the truth is in Australia, we have almost one-third of Australians that believe that same sort of thing.
In regards to Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson's religious roundtable, you're saying that because there's been not enough secular organisations asked to submit, this reflects the fact that the Human Rights Commission has lost sight of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which protects both religious and beliefs, which you say includes the right not to believe.
Well, it does, and Article 18 is really clear on this. It gives equal rights for both religious people, which we accept and understand and embrace, obviously. It's the right of everyone. But let's not lose sight of the fact that secular people, atheists, agnostics, rationalists have an equal right under those same charters. And we're really not being represented at this round table.
Yeah. I guess you've got a mission.
It was really such a stampeded process. It was just 3 weeks where people could make submissions. Most of the secular population throughout Australia were completely unaware of what was going on.
Indeed. So I guess your mission over time is to take God out of the Commonwealth.
It's not in our constitution, Adam. It's mentioned in a brief, insignificant sentence in the preamble. But if you look at section 116 of the Constitution, which is where it really focuses on the whole thing about religion, it makes it quite clear that Australia will not have a specific state religion.
Well, notwithstanding that, I think we can move towards a discussion whether that's still relevant and appropriate. Thanks for your time, Brian.
Thanks, Adam.
Good on you.
People can go to the website and check out some
What's
more
the website?
It's plainreason.info.
Good on you, mate.
They can get all the info there.
Thanks, Brian.